The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now on a Monday morn, it's Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart, who just revealed a deep secret to me that I can't reveal.
Now you're going to say it.
I'm not going to say it. The secret is she's a man.
You're
no, I'm
kidding.
You imagine that if you said yes, I'm a man. that's not the secret. But anyway, let's crack on with the charts. And here we go. So the three today are, first of all, a request for Iron Ridge Resources. That's IRR ticker. Fundamentally, I don't know a lot about this company. I know they had a big asset, and a long time I was researching them a while back, and then it did a big run, and I just forget. Then when the share price goes crazy, I just lose. I don't bother them. Never chase. Penny stock prices. It's not worth it. Anyway, what do you say? IIR.
IIR. This isn't a penny stock really up here, though, is it? Or is it still?
What is it then? I don't know. Has it done that well? Have I ignored
it? It's all right. It does look.
It's 97 million market cap. So it still is. It's 41 pence. So I suppose it's not a penny stock anymore. Let me just look at the chart on this. It's annoying because when I was looking at this, it literally was. Where was it? It was back last year.
Penny stock.
Yeah. It was down. Yeah, it was a penny stock. So it literally was around about 10 pence, some of that. So now it's like 40 pence. So wow. So what do you reckon, Nick?
I love this stock because it follows Fibonacci's beautifully, beautifully, and it's behaving technically really nicely. So we've had this lovely rally since the start of 2017, and here we are holding Fibonacci support and trend support at 37, 36. And as long, I think, as we hold above 37, we've still got one more leg higher to come in Iron Ridge Resources, which will take us to 55, 50, 55, 17x.
Right.
Which is where the fifth wave will be equal to the first wave. And anybody who's read anything about Elliott Wave will know that.
Okay.
Nice Fibonacci projection. And we're wrong if we get a daily close below 37. So I like it.
I'm not aware if I've read anything about Elliott Wave. I must have read a paragraph on it, but I've completely forgotten it. And, Anyway, listen, I like to hit the basics because that's the kind of person I am. But Providence Resources next, PVR. They announced today the appointment of a guy who's also on the board of Tullow Oil. But they're looking for a big spud now in June, and they've got a massive resource base there in the Irish Sea. And so you would assume there's going to be interest towards that happening in June. So PVR on the chart, Nick, what are you reckon?
So, yeah, PVR, again, had in November had a really nice rally, and we're correcting it. We know the price action that we're seeing since the start of the year is choppy, overlapping. This is not a stock dying at all by any means. It's just a correction. The price at the moment is 15.80. At 13.80 is the 50% retracement of the entire rally from the September low, and it's also where the 200-day moving average is. So I think that there's a risk that we go a little bit lower. A 50% retracement and a touch of the 200-day would be a fabulous place to buy. It might hold and rally from here. If it did, we'd need to see a close back above 16.50 to confirm it. But I think this is definitely one to buy dips. It looks really good for another leg higher, but that's where I'd be looking to buy.
Yeah, okay, all right. And the third and final stock is Westminster Group. It's had a nice run of late, and I thought we'd cover this again because they were covered in the Daily Mail. I mean, Daily Mail, they're behind the times there. I wrote about this 4 weeks back on the blog, but and talking about that, another stock covered by the Daily Mail Punt of the Week was a long time back, was MySquare. And have you seen MySquare again today? Up again. It's just non-stop. Crazy.
MySquare.
That's why I'm... Yes. I still got a toehold in there, so not much more than a toehold, though. I sold pretty much most of my stock. But I will look to, go back in if it drops, because it's literally gone vertical, isn't it? It's like a rocket. Back to Westminster Group. WSG, what do you reckon on the chat?
Okay, I have to say that I don't know what their Daily Mail target is, but I think that this is a no-brainer to go to 40.
Wow! But leave it there. That's it. Thanks, Nick. Cheers. Send me the chart. No. Go on.
But to confirm that, you know, we're along. We have to close above 1690, really. That would give me confidence that we've bottomed and we're on our way. And we're still well below the 200-day moving average, which is up there at 18. Yeah. So we've got... So to confirm we've bottomed, we really need to close above 1630. And then we have got a lot of resistance around 19 and 20. And the 200-day, I think we'll probably bounce off it the first time we hit it. But I really like this stock to make another leg higher, equal to the rally that we saw in 2016. So if you look at the rally that we had from May, June 2016, about this time, I think that we'll see a rally of equal magnitude, an equal measured move, and that will take us to 40.
Wow, marvellous. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company pages and also at the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.